The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. We go from the markets to the firing of James Comey into what? Candango. What the heck is Candango? Anyway, we're going to find out. In studio with us is Lori and Kevin, and they are here representing something that happens in, of all places, Kansas. Welcome to the News Hour. Nice to have you here, Lori, again. And Kevin, nice to meet you for the first time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
So what is Candango?
Go ahead.
Candango is a four-day bike ride that's based out of Manhattan, Kansas. And we have two routes out and back each day. And so the nice thing about this ride is you can check into your hotel and be based out of the same room each day instead of packing up every morning and
really
checking in at the next hotel that night, which is what we've done in the years past. And each day has two routes out and back. So we have the road route, which is your road bikes, the lighter, quicker ones.
Right.
And then those are typically about a 75-mile route out and back each day. And then we also have what's unique to our ride is a what we call a bagger's route. And what that is the heavier touring bikes. And they're the ones that you typically see with the bags on them. And quite often you'll find them filled with adult beverages.
Libations,
yes.
So. Gatorade, just to keep you
Gatorade. That's right.
That's it. So Lori, what's your deal with this Candango thing? What are you doing?
Well, I got involved with Candango 3 years ago. I was just purely a participant, and I went with a friend of mine on a whim last minute. We went and had the absolute best time on a bike ride besides Ragbri ever.
Yeah. Ever.
It was so much fun. We laughed. We rode hard. We got wet. We ate. We had libations. It was just a blast. And
no wind in Kansas either.
Well, there
can be some wind.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Good news is you run against it going out. But it sure makes for a nice ride back.
There you go. So about a 75-mile trip. So you go X amount of miles that way and then double back and come back the same route. So you end up back at the hotel every day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ooh, that's nice. Shower. And
showers.
Good eats. And
yes. Relaxing, talking to friends, meeting new people.
Very nice. And okay, so how many millions of dollars does it cost to go on Candango, Kevin?
Well, that's the nice thing about this ride. It's very affordable. We're encouraging as many people as possible, to even first-timers that haven't done an organized ride like this, hopefully go with us. And as far as the ride registration, it's only $95.
That's crazy.
And the bus out and back is only $50. Now, that $95 does include the barbecue extravaganza on Saturday night.
It's huge.
Barbecue extravaganza. Count me in, man. This sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's
so
good.
So all of this information, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we will have up on our radio blog with the location and how you can connect with Candango and go. So when is the ride? What are the dates?
It's June 8th through the 11th.
Ooh, it's coming up.
Yes. So it's a Thursday. We leave on Thursday morning. We'll ride all day Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you jump on the charter bus and are driven right back to Des Moines.
Wow, and it all takes place out of Manhattan?
Correct.
Yeah. So another reason to go, because it's in Manhattan, Kansas.
And it's beautiful and scenic.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. And no hills, though. That's right.
There are some hills. It's called the Flint Hills around Kansas.
They're rolling.
Again, it's just like the wind. You might have a little bit of a struggle. Not really much of a struggle to get up. They're not
but
that
coming down's a lot of fun.
Coming down's
always
a blast.
Yeah.
Thank
you, Lori, for doing this. Kevin, thank you. It's called Candango. You ought to go because there's going to be a whole bunch of folks from this part of the country. And I suspect people come from all over.
Yes.
How many riders do you think?
Nebraska. We get Kansas.
Colorado.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Virginia.
Wow.
All over. Several riders from Kansas City.
It ain't Ragbri yet.
No. It's like a mini, micro.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you want to live a good life, you know, not camp out in a tent or sleep in somebody's bunk or something like that, you might want to do Candango.
The good thing about how many people we have versus Ragbri, and nothing against Ragbri,
right.
I love it. Ride it every year. But there's no waiting in line for
anything.
Food, whatever.
You had a point.
Oh, I was going to point out, this year we have our first ever beer that has been specially brewed for Candango.
Really?
Available on the ride.
Mm-hmm. See, now there is, that's the pinnacle reason to go on Candango. Ladies and gentlemen, libations. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. All right, we will have all of this up on our radio blog, so you'll be able to know more about it. For all of us associated with Insight on Business of the NewsHour, our producer tonight, as he is each and every night, is Tyler Hackett-Miller. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business of the NewsHour is Jimmy Olson. Program director is Patrick Wood. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend, James Goodlett. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. We will be on the road tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting from our nation's capital during the Greater Des Moines Partnership 2017 trip to D.C. Until tomorrow, plain weary, have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night.